It's time for the Community Report on VPR, and joining me this morning is staff writer Mike Donahue. He writes for the Islander newspaper, which covers the towns of Alberg, Grand Isle, Isle of Mott, and North and South Hero. Mike, welcome.
Thanks very much, Mary.
In a sec, I want to ask you about the upcoming changes in store for holiday celebrations for lots of folks. But first, though, let's talk through the school budget and voting in Alberg. You wrote an article this week in the Islander about Alberg voters approving the school budget and also a town item. Take us into that.
The school budget, which had failed on town meeting day, was about $6.7 million. So they plan to have a revote in April in COVID-19 came along, so they had to cancel that. And finally, on Tuesday, they got to have a voting on the budget in one town item. And the school budget was approved 152 to 144. And there was a second ballot item, $75,000 line item that had been left out of the budget, had been previously approved a year ago. They agreed to put that money back into the budget so it could be, the tax rate could be set, including that fund, those funds.
The method itself for drive-through voting, drive-by voting, I'm not sure what we're calling it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the correct term, and it may take different forms depending on what the towns have, especially with the primary and general election coming up. Alberg, their municipal building is right on the side street, so people could drive up, they give their name, they'd get checked off on the checklist, they would drive forward, mark off their ballots with these two items, drive up to another checkpoint with a table and deposit their ballot, give their name, and get checked off the checklist a second time. I think in speaking with some of the people up in Alberg, including the town clerk, the question is whether that would be a way to do the voting in the future. The town clerk, Donna Bohannon, when I was talking to her, I mean, it was sort of easy because there was only two items on the ballot and it was yes, no. Looking at a big ballot with presidential and Congress and governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, state senators, representatives, things like that, you know, that may cause a logjam in the line with people having to vote on so many offices.
Let's pivot and talk about upcoming 4th of July holiday. Towns up there, how are they going to either go forward with plans for fireworks and other festivities amid COVID-19 and what folks are going to take the year off?
I know the town of Alberg decided they were going to take the year off. Town of Grand Isle, and technically I think it's more the Island Center for Arts and Recreation, is going forward with fireworks display on July 3rd. The towns of North Hero and South Hero have agreed to join in. They each making a financial donation along with the town of Grand Isle. They're going to have a fireworks display. There's going to be limits on parking, social distancing, things like that. They want people to park, like at the Grand Isle Elementary School. And there's going to be some other places announced in the Islander as to where parking is going to be available. But the sense of the Grand Isle Select Board was, you know, we've had so many things, events, canceled concerts and public gatherings, that they just felt that a fireworks display would just be a good, positive community response to all the frustrating times and stay at home.
Well, thanks so much. That's Mike Donahue from the Islander. Appreciate your time.
Anytime. Thanks, Mary.